به نام خدا. آزمون شنیداری زبان انگلیسی 2 پایه 11. دانش آموز عزیز، آزمون شنیداری از 4 بخش تشکیل شده است. در هر بخش قبل از شنیدن متن 30 ثانیه فرصت دارید که سوالات را به دقت بخوانید. سپس متن برای شما پخش خواهد شد. هر متن 3 بار تکرار می شود و پس از تکرار سوم 1 دقیقه فرصت دارید به سوالات پاسخ دهید و در پایان آزمون 5 دقیقه فرصت خواهید داشت پاسخهای خود را روی پاسخنامه انتقال دهید.
Have you ever played the game Travel to Mars?
Oh yes, I've learned to play it recently, but I don't want to play it again.
Really? Why?
It takes a lot of my time. I have attended a Spanish class since last Monday. I like to spend my time on that.
I see. But you can play it in your free time.
I don't know. I haven't thought about that yet.
Have you ever played the game Travel to Mars?
Oh yes, I've learned to play it recently, but I don't want to play it again.
Really? Why?
It takes a lot of my time. I have attended a Spanish class since last Monday. I like to spend my time on that.
I see. But you can play it in your free time.
I don't know. I haven't thought about that yet.
Have you ever played the game Travel to Mars?
Oh yes, I've learned to play it recently, but I don't want to play it again.
Really? Why?
It takes a lot of my time. I have attended a Spanish class since last Monday. I like to spend my time on that.
I see. But you can play it in your free time.
I don't know. I haven't thought about that yet.
At exam time, it is important to sleep well. Today, we have Dr. Baker with us in the studio, and he is going to give us 5 top tips for getting a good night's sleep. Welcome to the show, Dr. Baker.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Let's start with tip 1. Don't go to bed with the television on. Some people think they can sleep well with the TV on, but the noise and the lights mean you don't really sleep well. So turn it off. Tip 2. Don't think too much before bedtime. Do your hardest homework earlier in the evening. Do easier homework later. If your brain is too busy and full of ideas, it takes longer to get to sleep. Tip 3. Don't play video games for an hour before you go to sleep. They also make your brain too busy and active. Tip 4. Turn off your cell phone when you go to bed. What is so important that it can't wait until the morning? If possible, leave your phone in another room. Tip 5. Play music if you like, but don't play it too loud. Turn the sound down low.
Thank you, Doctor. That is very useful advice for our young listeners. At exam time, it is important to sleep well. Today, we have Dr. Baker with us in the studio, and he is going to give us 5 top tips for getting a good night's sleep. Welcome to the show, Dr. Baker.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Let's start with tip 1. Don't go to bed with the television on. Some people think they can sleep well with the TV on, but the noise and the lights mean you don't really sleep well. So turn it off. Tip 2. Don't think too much before bedtime. Do your hardest homework earlier in the evening. Do easier homework later. If your brain is too busy and full of ideas, it takes longer to get to sleep. Tip 3. Don't play video games for an hour before you go to sleep. They also make your brain too busy and active. Tip 4. Turn off your cell phone when you go to bed. What is so important that it can't wait until the morning? If possible, leave your phone in another room. Tip 5. Play music if you like, but don't play it too loud. Turn the sound down low.
Thank you, Doctor. That is very useful advice for our young listeners. At exam time, it is important to sleep well. Today, we have Dr. Baker with us in the studio, and he is going to give us 5 top tips for getting a good night's sleep. Welcome to the show, Dr. Baker.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Let's start with tip 1. Don't go to bed with the television on. Some people think they can sleep well with the TV on, but the noise and the lights mean you don't really sleep well. So turn it off. Tip 2. Don't think too much before bedtime. Do your hardest homework earlier in the evening. Do easier homework later. If your brain is too busy and full of ideas, it takes longer to get to sleep. Tip 3. Don't play video games for an hour before you go to sleep. They also make your brain too busy and active. Tip 4. Turn off your cell phone when you go to bed. What is so important that it can't wait until the morning? If possible, leave your phone in another room. Tip 5. Play music if you like, but don't play it too loud. Turn the sound down low.
Thank you, Doctor. That is very useful advice for our young listeners.
The Dying Art of Wood Carving. Wood carving is an art with a history that goes back thousands of years. It is a skill that takes many years to develop, and the results are truly beautiful. Wood carving can be found in many countries around the world, and each has its own unique style and techniques. Iran is home to many talented wood carvers. There are many stores in Iran where you can buy beautiful wooden objects such as bowls, picture frames, boxes, and more. There are many different types of wood carving. For example, you can find wooden statues, wooden animals, and wooden furniture. Unfortunately, wood carving is a dying art form. Although it is still practiced in many countries, there are fewer and fewer people who can make a living from this craft. One reason for this is that young people are often more interested in other fields such as engineering and computer science. In order to preserve this beautiful art form, it is important that we support the artists who still practice it. You can do this by purchasing their work or learning to carve yourself. The dying art of wood carving. Wood carving is an art with a history that goes back thousands of years. It is a skill that takes many years to develop, and the results are truly beautiful. Wood carving can be found in many countries around the world, and each has its own unique style and techniques. Iran is home to many talented wood carvers. There are many stores in Iran where you can buy beautiful wooden objects such as bowls, picture frames, boxes, and more. There are many different types of wood carving. For example, you can find wooden statues, wooden animals, and wooden furniture. Unfortunately, wood carving is a dying art form. Although it is still practiced in many countries, there are fewer and fewer people who can make a living from this craft. One reason for this is that young people are often more interested in other fields such as engineering and computer science. In order to preserve this beautiful art form, it is important that we support the artists who still practice it. You can do this by purchasing their work or learning to carve yourself. The dying art of wood carving. Wood carving is an art with a history that goes back thousands of years. It is a skill that takes many years to develop, and the results are truly beautiful. Wood carving can be found in many countries around the world, and each has its own unique style and techniques. Iran is home to many talented wood carvers. There are many stores in Iran where you can buy beautiful wooden objects such as bowls, picture frames, boxes, and more. There are many different types of wood carving. For example, you can find wooden statues, wooden animals, and wooden furniture. Unfortunately, wood carving is a dying art form. Although it is still practiced in many countries, there are fewer and fewer people who can make a living from this craft. One reason for this is that young people are often more interested in other fields such as engineering and computer science. In order to preserve this beautiful art form, it is important that we support the artists who still practice it. You can do this by purchasing their work or learning to carve yourself.
ListenAMinute.com. Language. Where would we be without language? We'd all be in our own worlds, and we'd never really have a life. Can you imagine never talking to anyone? Of course, if there was no language, we wouldn't be able to use body language or sign language. The fact that we do have languages means we have gone to the moon and built things like the internet, which also needs a special computer language to work properly. I think language is amazing. It means we can tell anyone anything. I often think it's a shame there are so many languages in the world. If there was only one language, we could all communicate better. Perhaps that way we'd all understand one another better. What would the world language be? Where would we be without language? We'd all be in our own worlds, and we'd never really have a life. Can you imagine never talking to anyone? Of course, if there was no language, we wouldn't be able to use body language or sign language. The fact that we do have languages means we have gone to the moon and built things like the internet, which also needs a special computer language to work properly. I think language is amazing. It means we can tell anyone anything. I often think it's a shame there are so many languages in the world. If there was only one language, we could all communicate better. Perhaps that way we'd all understand one another better. What would the world language be? At the moment, English. Where would we be without language? We'd all be in our own worlds, and we'd never really have a life. Can you imagine never talking to anyone? Of course, if there was no language, we wouldn't be able to use body language or sign language. The fact that we do have languages means we have gone to the moon and built things like the internet, which also needs a special computer language to work properly. I think language is amazing. It means we can tell anyone anything. I often think it's a shame there are so many languages in the world. If there was only one language, we could all communicate better. Perhaps that way we'd all understand one another better. What would the world language be? At the moment, English. Where would we be without language? We'd all be in our own worlds, and we'd never really have a life. Can you imagine never talking to anyone? Of course, if there was no language, we wouldn't be able to use body language or sign language. The fact that we do have languages means we have gone to the moon and built things like the internet, which also needs a special computer language to work properly. I think language is amazing. It means we can tell anyone anything. I often think it's a shame there are so many languages in the world. If there was only one language, we could all communicate better. Perhaps that way we'd all understand one another better. What would the world language be? At the moment, English.